Good morning, everyone. My hope is that you each have a blessed Sabbath day. A lot of you have heard my testimony before, and I really don't have time today to give a whole testimony, but to those that have heard my testimony, I come through God through Alcoholics Anonymous. And so Alcoholics Anonymous is a big part of my life. I haven't actually been to a meeting in over a year because God has had other things planned for me. That doesn't mean that it's not in my heart. And I have learned so, so much through Alcoholics Anonymous. And so I do want to give all that God has done, I give it all totally to Jesus. There's nothing that I have done, but through the Holy Spirit, and I believe the Holy Spirit is working through many, many people. It's not only just people in church. And I want to stress that point because I had a life-changing experience, and it wasn't because of me. And for that, I want to give you a definition of Alcoholics Anonymous. The definition is that they are not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or any institution. They do not want any controversy, and they do not endorse any causes or purposes. So, in that light, I'd just like to say that in 1994, somewhere in that time period, for about the third or fourth time, I was put into Alcoholics Anonymous through the court system. And this group of people, there's about 50 of them. I walked into this meeting, and for whatever reason, it's not normally done in this manner, but they had me lead that group. And what that meant was they made me secretary of that group, and I would open the meeting. Part of my duty was to go to other meetings and listen to other speakers and bring them to that meeting, someone that I thought would help, and that was my job. So I did that. One night after about 6 or 8 weeks doing this, and by the way, just so you kind of know, the court ordered me, part of my probation at that time, I had to attend 3 meetings a week, and they were hour and a half meetings. That kind of put a little resentment in me, but then the easier, softer way was going there instead of going to jail. So I would show up. Now, one of the speakers that spoke that evening, this was a topic discussion meeting, and they were to pick the topic. And there's a variety of topics that we would talk about. For instance, we might talk about acceptance. We might talk about resentments. We might talk about a lot of things that we deal with in life every day. Of course, this particular evening, when the speaker got done, he didn't want to pick a topic. And this is where a life-changing thing took place, is because I was the leader of that meeting, so it was my job to pick the topic. And the Holy Spirit, when I picked this topic, I thought, well, you know, I don't have to talk. And so I picked this topic, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit prompted me to do this. And I picked the topic of honesty. Very few people recover unless they're willing to be rigorously honest. And that was the last thing. I didn't have any honesty really in me at that time. And got real quiet in that meeting. What happened was the Holy Spirit prompted me to get very honest. And I'm speaking before a group of 50 people, and I did not want to say what I was about to say, but this is what I said. Keep in mind, before I say this, I want to read this. There's 12 traditions in Alcoholics Anonymous. These traditions are for the group. They're not for the individual. There's 12 steps in Alcoholics Anonymous that is for each individual person. So the third tradition in Alcoholics Anonymous states the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. Okay. In the long form of that tradition, because they have it in two forms, the long form is our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Hence, we may refuse none who wish to recover, nor ought AA membership ever depend upon money or conformity. Any two or three alcoholics gathered together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group, provided as a group they have no other affiliation. And what I was saying to these people was, in all honesty, I says, I don't want to be here. I don't have a desire to quit drinking. And that was very hard for me to tell these people this. That went totally against the grain of Alcoholics Anonymous. They want people there that have a desire to stop drinking. It'd be like walking into church here, and I didn't really want anything to do with God. And I sat up here and I said, that's not the case. God changed my life. I'm so thankful to Jesus. I'm very thankful. And I want to also mention, we talk about Jesus dying for us, and I'm so grateful for that. But you know, I'm more grateful for Him rising, and He's up in heaven. He's my attorney up there right now, arguing my case with the Heavenly Father. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has taught me so much. And it's like taking the eye salve out of my eyes. And I'm so grateful. And so what I wanted to say was, these people, I thought, they are going to throw me out of this meeting. That's the end of that. You know what I mean? And you know, at the end of that meeting, each person come up and give me a hug and said, Richard, we are so glad that you are here. And that experience of love, and this is not a Christian organization, but they have 12 principles that actually comes out of the Bible that they go by. And it comes from the 12 steps. So as a person does each one of these steps, they receive a spiritual principle by doing these steps. And I'd just like to read what they are, starting with number one. One is honesty. Two is hope. Three is faith. Four is courage. Five is integrity. Six is willingness. Seven is humility. Eight is brotherly love. Nine is justice. 10 is perseverance. 11 is spiritual awareness. And 12 is service. And I don't know how much I can emphasize. I am so grateful, though. About 6 years ago, I hadn't been to church. You know, I come to this church a few times when Lyle Albright was speaking. And I was kind of interested in what's going on for our end time message. But at the same time, I really didn't want any part of church. I thought, well, I had a real bitter experience as a young child growing up. I walked away from God. I got into alcohol, and it just took my life over. But through these steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, I realized that I was at fault. Nobody else. And God showed me where my faults were. Where I'm trying to go with this is, I'm not really sure, other than about 40 years ago, I realized the verse in Genesis 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, the Sabbath was a two-day of worship. But you know, I was not willing to serve God. I really didn't care. But I want to show you that the Holy Spirit in my life was sitting one Sabbath morning 6 years ago. I woke up just like any other Sabbath, and the Lord said, you know, Richard, I've taught you everything you need to know. You can go to church now. And you know, I've been coming ever since. Now, I've had some difficulties. The Lord is teaching me. And I really love the verse in Jeremiah 29. It's been a real help in my life, because when I realize that whatever's going on in my life, it's for the good. It's not for evil. And that took me many years to learn that. Before I go to the verse that I wanted to read this morning, there's three things. There's many things in Alcoholics Anonymous. They're little two-liners, just little things that gets you through the day. The first one is let go and let God. Simple. The first step of Alcoholics Anonymous is I am powerless. God has all power. I'm powerless. It took me a long time to realize that, many years. I almost killed myself. And the fact of the matter is I'm powerless over people, places, and things. And when I realized that, I said, wow, life can be pretty good. Give it to God. The second thing is living life one day at a time. So simple, but so hard for a person where I come from. But you know, it puts it into perspective. Actually, the song, I Surrender All, it's one day in there. There's a word in there that says one day at a time. It's right there. That's what God is saying. The third thing is we all have a message. God has given us all a message. what I have learned, it's been very beneficial, is if I don't give it away, I can't keep it. And it's very true. Think about it. The reason why I say this is when I was up into the fifth grade, I could play a trumpet. I was brought up in a Baptist church for a time. And I would get up and I would play that trumpet. I could play the old Rugged Cross. I could play all the old songs. And I love them. They're dear to me today. But you know, when I walked away from God, I lost the message. To this day, I don't even know how to read music. I used to know how to read music. I could play fluently and all that sort of thing. So when I learned this in Alcoholics Anonymous, if you don't give it away, you can't keep it. It rung a bell in me. It's my own experience. So it's very true. And I believe we're living in a time where we really need to give the message. I'm going to throw something in. It's not even has to do with this. The Holy Spirit's been working on my heart the last 3 or 4 months, really a lot on the health message. You know, the other night, I want to give this away because a lot of people are not aware of this. But you know, people that drink milk and cheese, they're killing themselves. It's not fit for human consumption. It causes a lot of problems in people. Not only that, animal products, all this stuff. And God is opening my eyes to this. People have no clue when they're drinking this milk and eating cheese what they're really doing to themselves. For instance, if women are drinking milk thinking they're going to get calcium in their bones, they're depleting their calcium. It causes prostate cancer in men. Why would I want to drink that stuff? Why would I want to eat it? But that's just one example. I want to close with this scripture. A year ago, I had no clue what this scripture was. I really didn't, but God allowed me to blow it in church one day, and I cussed the preacher out, totally cussed him out. I thought, wow, where'd that come from? And the fact is, the lesson back then was on the fruit of the Spirit. We were just going to get to that lesson that day on love. And this is what's on my heart today is the love, because without it, we're lost. We can't do anything. Found in Galatians 5, starts with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. If we have that, that covers it all. And my prayer today is that each one of us get this fruit. We definitely need it.